All right. Let's do this. Welcome to Respectfully.
What a start.
It's a loud day in the studio today.
Oh my God. Mike's going to have a fucking heart attack, dude. Okay.
I'm overdue for a manic episode. Yeah. This is Respectfully.
No, it's happening.
I'm Andrea Allen. It's happening.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And joining us today, wonderful guest. So excited to have him from the Loud About Nothing podcast, Sebastian Canelli.
Oh, my God.
We're very excited about this.
We're very excited.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is nice. I like this. I love how we did sound check and instantly you talk normal and then just started screaming.
Welcome to the show.
This is awesome. I'm excited. I love the fun hats.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Energy in the room. I love this.
Thanks. And if you want to know what that's about, check us out on YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube. Also, Sebastian, the clip king of the internet.
Yeah.
The amount that I send your clips out to the world is crazy.
I know.
Such a fan.
Thank you so much. It mortifies my mother.
Really?
Me too. I had to block my mother on Instagram.
Really?
I'm not allowed to block my mother because then she goes, she's embarrassed in the neighborhood if other people see my clips.
Really?
She goes, I'm fucking mortified. I go out there. The neighbor senior clips, I have to pretend I know what you're talking about.
Can I tell you, I blocked my mom and, oh, she's going to see this. I blocked my mom and she made another account. But when the first time I blocked her, I was like, I don't know. I must have gotten my Instagram taken away. I don't really use that thing.
You slimy
don't
bitch.
Don't clip that.
What is your mom get embarrassed about?
I feel she like doesn't
you're not
like
saying mean stuff on there.
No, she doesn't like when I talk about religion.
Oh.
She says the Catholic Church, you don't know how powerful they are. She's 100% right.
She is right.
She's like, they'll come for you.
That's so funny. Because my mom is like that too, but it's like, you're going to go to hell.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to come for you.
No, the archdiocese is going to snipe you in the neck.
1,000%.
Yeah. That's what she thinks.
But I do think that's more, I do think that's the truth.
Yeah. So she doesn't like when you go about religion. What else?
She likes when they're sweet. She likes when I'm talking nice.
Yeah.
I feel like your clips are very sweet.
Yeah.
I know, but then I'll sometimes talk about a girl squirting or some shit like that, which I think is sweet.
That
I'm
is
not
sweet.
Getting those in my algorithm, but that is sweet.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing you can do for a lady.
That's the sweetest thing.
And maybe the nicest thing a lady can do for you.
Well, she's just peeing on you, and we all know
that.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. It makes me feel so nice. I remember the first. Here we go.
Here we go.
The first time
this one's for your mom.
This one's for mom. No. Oh, left arm. Here's the deal. I remember the first time I made a girl squirt. Uh-huh. And
congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. And I did it, and she went to the bathroom afterwards, mm-hmm. and I just stood over the bed and looking at the bed.
Yeah.
And she goes, "What are you looking at?" And I go, "I did that."
Yeah.
And it was just a pile of wetness.
You liked that you had shown your work.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the first time. It was like the first time I didn't cheat. And I was like able to like in math class do an actual proof.
Oh, I thought you meant cheat in a relationship.
No,
I was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I'd never cheat.
Yeah.
No. I just don't commit.
Oh.
Oh, so I cheat me. Bump. No. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. Well, that's good that we're talking about dating because
can
we
I just
have
really
first
quickly say that? I know a girl who can squirt.
Yes.
And one time she was trying to make it happen.
Yeah.
And it wasn't happening and she pooped.
Oh.
And then she just got up, got dressed, and left the guy's apartment. Not a word was exchanged.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just shot out a turd and left. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's crazy.
I would spin it as I made a girl come so hard she pooped the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That is a good spin.
That's really nice.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
How could you ever flex on that? Like, no. I made a girl come so hard that she squirted poop.
She lost her faculties.
She lost control.
She squirted solids. She came so hard.
That would be the dream.
That would be the dream.
That's really nice. I don't think this guy felt that way.
Yeah.
I think he was like, this freak pooped in my bed.
The cleanup is tough.
Yeah, the cleanup was very tough. I've pooped on someone once by accident. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
Welcome
that.
To the pod.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Welcome to the pod. Do you not know this?
I don't know. You have a lot of stories, man.
This was like, I just got sober. So I was doing the thing where like, I was just fucking maniacs, which I still did for many years and is one of my favorite sports.
Oh, so good.
It's the best.
It's the best.
It's the best in the biz. Anyone tells you drugs are good, fuck a person who's right on the edge of sanity. It's
or
incredible.
Fuck a person who's right on the edge of relapse.
Ooh. chasing the dragon.
That person really needs something.
Yes.
So this guy who's, this was Tinder. This is back when Tinder like hit the fucking markets and I didn't understand the etiquette of it and I was nuts. So I just.
And so you were like, I think it's within the realm of rules to poop in a bed. I didn't know the etiquette of the app, so I pooped in the bed.
I don't know this Tinder thing, but like, is pooping allowed? I don't know.
This is so awkward. We're doing poop stuff, right? Yeah. Poop stuff?
This wasn't Field, okay? This was a different time. No, what I meant is that I met a guy and I invited him to my house the day I met him on the app, which is crazy in terms of not getting killed.
You were going through it.
I was going through it.
We've all done it.
And he had...
I've never done that.
I actually have never done it either. I was trying to make it.
It's okay.
You fucking hate it.
But it
okay.
is okay.
I've gone from Insta to the house.
You go to their house. I've never had them to my house, but I've gone to their house.
Yeah. Insta to the house seems more, you're able to background check.
Yeah.
But also,
yeah.
you're talking about women. Inviting men to your house from the internet is crazy.
I'm so big.
You are big.
Yeah, nobody can touch you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Yeah.
And the worst case scenario.
You can walk through everyone.
No, worst case scenario, I go, can I get you an Uber?
I know.
That's like literally the worst. It's like an awkward moment.
Yeah.
Wow. You are free in a way that I never will be.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah, well, he was 6'4", so he was big too. And it's nice. One of his pictures, he had a gun in it. And I was like, this Hot. Is fine. This
oh, I
is
mean,
fine.
That's scary.
This was New York? He had
yeah,
a gun?
Yeah, well, he had like a bayonet.
That's hot. Oh, that sucks. That's dorky. Never mind.
Civil War reenactor.
I thought we were talking about like a drug dealer.
Well, this guy was interesting because he came in and he was like, bald and kind of crazy goth looking. And I was like, I don't know what I'm dealing with here. And then very quickly he started being like, I lived in a flop house.
Bald is normal. Keep going.
But shape, like Nazi, where I'm like, head. Is this Nazi head, we're dealing with? You know?
Purposely bald.
Yeah.
And terrifying in a man.
Terrifying bald. Yes.
Bald is a choice is crazy.
Bald is a choice is the scariest thing that you could possibly do for a man.
Yeah,
you were bald and you were shaving your head on purpose, I don't know, just.
Terrifying.
Hide.
Terrifying.
Disappear for
terrifying.
A while.
I would
disappear until it grows back. That's yes. great. I have a little crew cut. Little crew cut, but to the skin is crazy.
Yeah, to the skin, like shiny. You know what I mean? Like so scary bald. And I was like, oh, I just let a giant Nazi in my house to kill me. And then he was like, I lived in a flop house. And he was like, I used to beat up Nazis.
Yeah, he was a sharp.
Yeah. So I
heard
like,
about these. Sharp or shark?
Sharp.
What is a sharp?
Skinheads against racial prejudice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a punk kid, dude. Yeah, I know the terms.
Yeah, he ran a punk like flop house. Yeah. He was a really cool guy. He was just like traumatized and nuts and bald. And I was like, let's fucking go, you crazy bald bitch. But I was sober, so I didn't have booze to take the edge off. So I was drinking coffee. I was butt chugging coffee to stay up. I ate Mexican food, which is insane. And then we started fucking doing anal. Real.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Coffee, Mexican to anal?
Yes.
Crazy.
Start drinking again.
No, hold on. Let me do the full Tinder, skinhead, coffee, Mexican anal. Terrible
crazy,
choices.
But I will say, I thought this was regular P&V sex and you pooped by accident.
No.
If you poop during anal, that's like the cost of doing business.
For sure. Not the way I pooped, though.
Oh.
No.
I was really trying to help you out here.
I appreciate that.
And you won't
that.
Let me.
And I agree. If someone poops during anal, no one, we just clean it up. One,
we
two,
don't make
three.
Eye contact for a little while.
No one's mean to anyone about it. This was like crazy. This was like exorcist shit. Like, we both had to take a shower together afterwards.
Together's nice.
Yeah. And we dated for like 6 months after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trauma bonds.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah. Big time. You guys are war buddies.
Yes, we are.
Did you kiss instantly after the poop? Or did it take a while to poop?
Did you kiss?
I just wonder. I wonder, how quick are we going to like sensitive, like, it's okay, babe? Is it just like, I need a fucking moment?
We didn't really kiss that much.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. We were really both so broken. And and he was into S&M in a way that like was almost too much for me. Like he was like, I wanna put you in a cage and leave you for a day and you can like text me what you're
almost
doing.
Wow.
Yeah. This was probably one of the I've dated a lot of like heavy S&M people, but this was one of the like most stories where you're like, that's way outside the realm of normality.
That's your jam, S&M?
It was at the time. I like it. I mean, I just like extreme. Like, if you're bringing something to the table that it's like, whoo, I'm like, that's exciting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. He's kidding. I don't know how to respond. I'm a big kisser. I like kissing and then stopping and looking at their eyes.
That's beautiful. Yeah. We're just built different, I think. We have different life experiences.
Yeah. Maybe. And I think I'm in the middle of those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Maybe a little more towards the other side. I don't want to like claim. I don't want people to like stolen valor. I'm definitely not doing any cage stuff.
I mean, someone was talking about. I used to date someone that would hang from meat hooks. Like they would have like the meat.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Date is crazy. Yeah.
You gotta lock him up. Which one? The one next to the ham. Wow.
That's my man. He's hanging from the rafters.
Just
that's my boy.
Holes in the back. What's your boyfriend do for a living?
Cleaning them. She's cleaning them out.
Oh, yeah. You put a little alcohol in it. Babe, I can't reach my holes in my back. My meat holes.
You're like, babe, you hung so good today.
You did. But I'm like, there's a world where you can get me to try this. I think.
Hanging?
No.
Yes, I do think that I could
this
do that.
This is where I intervene.
Yeah.
You know what I think is really sexy? Because I like goth girls. Yeah. I think they're so hot. Obsessed. Oh,
welcome
God.
To the podcast.
Yeah. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, they're God's treasure. I get emails from Dolls Kill because I bought girls' clothes from there once. The models are too
are
hot
you
to unsubscribe.
Off to the Dolls Kill emails?
No, nah, just a little booster in the day. It's my espresso.
I get you.
It's my Dolls Kill
just
email.
A quick little Dolls Kill jump. Wow.
But I really
I really thought. I didn't think you were going to be a goth girls guy.
Yeah. I used to make.
I love this about you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I love tattoos that like fit the body or just mess, an absolute mess.
Yeah.
I love a goth girl. I used to make fun of people outside the Hot Topic when I was a teenager.
Uh-huh.
I wear my Sean John velour baby blue jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Stand out, so I make fun of Hot Topic, and now I think it just came full circle.
Yeah. What were you making fun of? Just like calling them posers? What were you doing?
I was like, because
they're like dorks.
Staten Island, it was like, I think I was saying words a little worse than dork.
Yeah, sure.
I go, what's up, you stinky brats?
Sure. Yeah, sure. It was a goth girl in a Hot Topic. I know what you guys are saying.
I think it was just like split people that liked hip hop and people that liked.
Yeah, sure.
And I was just like trying to be cool. I was fat, so I was like, how can I just make people like me?
Right, yeah, right, sure.
That's also why girls become goth.
Yeah.
Because they're overweight.
Because you're fat and you're like, well, I could be fully unconventionally attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and just I hate be that goth. Fucking phrase. I unconventionally
know.
Attractive.
I know.
Get that out. Who the f. I hate it because, like, one, you should never give it as a compliment. It's absolutely
it's
disgusting as a compliment.
Yeah. It's something you say about someone when they're not around, if anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you never say to a person's face, you're
not. No, when they're not around, you go, they're busted, but I don't know, I'd fuck. That's how you say when they're not.
No,
just get
but
rid
then
of
once you start dating them, you go, he's unconventionally attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
You can be like, my boyfriend's busted.
Amongst your closest friends,
no,
you
that's
can.
Bad girlfriending. You have to be like,
I agree with you.
You have to be like, he's special to me.
He has a great personality.
He's so funny.
He's very funny.
He's so funny.
So the goth girl, there's a thing that's like very unconventional that I like is when they like split the tongue in the middle.
I've done this. I've dated a guy. No, I dated a guy who had
this.
Give us your
I
money.
I have scissors in my bag. You just do it in front of everybody.
You're just bleeding. Do you like me now? Do I fit the band?
Does anyone want to love me now?
We're just getting you here to buy us stuff. You're getting us to buy stuff from Dolls Kill.
Oh, please.
I do need some platform. Mama needs a new pair of platform shoes.
Yeah, they're the best.
I love platform boots.
It's incredible.
Wow.
You do look like a little goth girl in these ears. I mean, not that to bring it up, but you look like a beautiful goth girl.
You do
that's
look
why
like
I picked
a beautiful
them.
Goth
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I mean, you look great.
Yeah. In another life, I would be a goth girl.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You can do it now, just so you know.
I'm so comfortable. I'm finally getting a little comfortable with me.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah. I'm back in therapy. I got 4 sessions this week.
What?
Four?
Wait, what?
I'm trying to find a new one.
Oh, you're dating around.
So I'm just fucking slamming them right
okay,
now.
Okay.
So if I came in a little kooky, that's what's happening here.
Oh, it's, I'm hanging for meat hooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy one in the room. What? Yeah. Wait, what's your main reason for going to therapy, if you had to say?
Anxiety, depression, compulsive eating. What else? Yeah, those are childhood trauma.
Yeah.
That's good.
Pretty good. I got my other addictions under control.
What are your other that's addictions?
Good. I mean, like, I did pills and I...
Yeah.
I've done coke off people a couple times.
Yeah.
Only people?
Yeah.
Well, I've done it all by myself, too.
Okay. Yeah. People's fun.
People's
I was like,
great.
What kind of cokehead is only doing coke off people? That's so impressive.
It's like a wealthy person who only does coke off awesome tits.
I only do coke and eat sushi off models.
Well, we're talking about dating a little bit. Let's move into the first seg, which is... what are your deal breakers?
Let's just start there.
Okay, deal breakers when you're dating a new
person. So when you meet someone, let's say you're on a first date and they do something, what's like a big deal breaker for you?
What gives you the ick?
Yeah.
What gives me the ick is someone being mean on purpose.
Yeah.
That's one of ours, yeah.
Like, just thinking that that's flirty. It's not
or
flirty.
Or funny.
Yes.
They think it's funny.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm so sensitive. Like, I'm so mean to me. Can you be nice to me?
I know. We were talking about this because like men will be very mean to me when they meet me because I'm a comedian. Ugh. And then I'll get offended and they'll be like, I thought I was on a date with a comedian.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, you're on a date with a person who is a comedian.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking know you like that.
And you're also
you don't get
not,
to just be mean to me.
Like my close friends, when they're mean to me, I cherish it because it's so obviously from love. And my close friends are the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
That's the thing. Like you're competing. When you're being mean to me, you're competing with some of the funniest people in America.
Yeah.
Because my friends are stand-up comedians in New York City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to be funnier than them, so it's just going to be mean.
Yeah. No, it's horrible. And I maybe liked it when I hated myself more. Or not even liked it, but was like, well,
tolerated it.
But it's bullying in any form as a grown-up is insane to do.
Yeah, and it also just reeks of insecurity, which gives me the ick.
Yeah. For sure.
Like a very an insecure person who's not aware of it or is like hiding it, that's gross to me. I'm fine with a person who's like, yeah, I have these things I'm insecure about, but somebody who's like, no,
yeah,
I'm not insecure about anything. You're ugly. It's like, okay, you're a baby and a loser.
Yeah, yeah, big time baby and a loser.
Are people mean to you on dates?
Sometimes.
What do you mean? What's an example?
They'll just like make fun of me or.
Ugh. I'll kill them.
Yeah.
I'll kill
these bitches. Help me, dude.
I haven't gone on a date in mad long. Yeah. I went on one like a month ago.
And how did it go?
It was good.
Yeah.
We went out a month ago.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
It
wasn't incredible. It's a good point.
No, it was good. There was other issues.
Yeah.
That's okay.
She lives far away.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
I always end up going on a date with a guy who lives in fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Delusional.
Flew to Wisconsin for a guy. Didn't fuck me. That was crazy.
That was.
I got my period the first day and he was like, no.
Really? What a fucking pussy. What a pussy. Like, I've been with the girls like long term and there is this thing that when they're on their period, I'm hornier. Because their pheromones are in the air.
You're sympathetic. You have sympathetic horniness.
It's one thing to be like, it's not my preference to fuck a girl who's on her period, but A, my period is like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It like barely exists. And I flew halfway across the country to hang out with you.
Insane.
So I flew halfway across the country to suck dick for a week. Fuck you.
It's
fuck
insane.
You. I hate you.
Wow. It's insane. He didn't do anything else?
Nothing else.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was tough.
At least he eat an ass.
But hey, I got to see fucking, was it Milwaukee?
Get a parasite. Eat some ass and get a parasite.
That's how you get parasites?
It's one of the
you
ways.
You get hepatitis A.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hepatitis ass. I'm so sorry.
That's how you remember it. That's the one.
I can't stand that I said that.
We love you here. This is a loving environment. What are the other deal breakers we had?
Mine is similar, but this is like a very common one, is being mean to waitstaff.
Of course.
Or like not even mean, but rude in any way to the waitstaff. I was a server for a long time. It drives me fucking bonkers when somebody either doesn't tip well or if they have any sort of attitude about anything. If the server comes over and is like, hi, how are you? And the person I'm going to date with is like, yeah, I'll have the whatever. I'm like, oh, I hate you.
Done.
That's a person.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's a big one for me.
I went on a date with a rich dude during the pandemic.
I remember this. I hate this guy.
One of the worst people I've ever gone on a date with. And he took me to like one of these New York City restaurants. I can't remember the name of it, but it's one of these ones that's like referenced in TV shows as like a foo-foo, whatever.
A pasties.
Maybe it was pasties, something like that.
Yeah.
Nice. And congrats.
I mean, but he was huge. Yeah. It was cool in certain ways. Sure. But it was the pandemic. People were like serving us outside. It felt awful. Like I didn't want to go to a fucking restaurant. He ordered white wine, tasted it, and it was like, it's warm and not the like season I like, or some like rich person thing. And he sent it back. And I'm like, I will never speak to you again.
Yeah, dude. This is like a small one, but I was on a date with a guy. We just went to a bar to get a drink, and it was busy.
Yeah.
The bartender was busy, and while she was taking someone else's order, he snapped at her. And I was like, I'm done. I can't. I'm not doing this.
Oh, God. Might as well whistle.
Yeah. I know. Snapping is fucking crazy. Like you're the king?
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. One.
Can I say this?
I thought you were snapping at me. I was like, what, Mike?
Mike just heard an excuse to be a douche. Yeah. He goes, oh, pretend it's a joke. Yeah. No, I'm kidding, Mike.
I've been waiting to do this all day.
I'm kidding. Yeah. But for me, if a guy takes you to a fancy restaurant like that,
yeah.
On a first date, we should be expecting him to be a douchebag. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, no, I know.
Even if he is rich, that shouldn't be the first date.
No, I know.
Yeah. It's too much pressure for everyone.
I had never gone on a date with a guy this rich before. And I don't – I avoid these types because of this. I mean – Raytheon money style. We had like Mercedes
there's
SUV.
Blood in the water.
Blood in the water.
I've gone out with blood in the water girls.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
And blood in the water girls make you pay.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Because everyone's always paid for their whole life. Yeah. Why would they pay for anything?
1,000%.
Yeah. You should have known better.
I knew.
Yeah.
I mean, one, I always pay. Yeah. She just made a comment. She's like, if you didn't pay, I would have been upset.
Really? Yeah.
That's also crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy when someone does something nice for you to be like, by the way, if you didn't do that, it'd be an issue. Like, you did it.
I didn't make a stink about it. I also like pay. I like never show the amount. I'll like make sure that they don't. Why involve money?
Yeah.
I'm choosing to pay.
Yeah.
And she said that.
Wow. But I mean, I date like broke. I date like broke artist types, so you like have to involve money. Yeah. You know what I mean? I date the kind of guy who's
not on
like
this end of the table.
Oh, aren't you engaged?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not broke.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I date the kind of guy who's like looks at the bill and then like looks at his balance on his phone, and then I look at mine, and we're like, how many cards do we put down to make this work?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, only one of us has health insurance, so I'll get tested. And we'll figure out what we both have.
Yeah.
I love that. Isn't that a great feeling when the other person like that you've been hooking up with for a while was just like, hey, I just got tested. I'm all clean. I'm like, great. We've been hooking up for 6 months. There's no way.
When you get straight A's on your report card, come on.
Great
dude.
Day.
Ooh, that's
nothing
the best.
Better than a fucking clear STI test.
Yeah.
This is one of the craziest rich people things I've ever seen. Yeah. When the wine was done at the table, someone put the empty wine bottle on his head to signify that he wanted another bottle of wine from the waiter.
Oh, I would have broken it over his head. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's unhinged behavior.
Nuts.
I went to a Michelin star restaurant recently.
Yeah.
I was on vacation.
Congratulations. Oh, okay.
Thank you. It was like really, I'm still, it's on the credit card still.
Sure. We all do these things.
Yeah.
And I was giggling the whole time that they kept sending different waiters to experience me because of how joyous I was.
Oh, that makes me so happy. I love that.
Because everyone else there was like, just like kind of like the snap the fingers wave. And I'm like, what is happening?
This is amazing.
Everything. Yeah. Like my friend ate so much bread that they started laughing. They go, we've never seen someone eat this much free bread at a restaurant.
No, it is like, I used to have this thing too, where I need to be everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The
used to part is when I was drinking, there were so many bars in Brooklyn where I could drink for free because I was so good at like being the bartender's favorite that I would just drink. That's like one of the reasons why I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Like I would drink all night and my bar tab would be like $15 because I would walk up and be like, hi, I know your name and your pet's names and I love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I love it. I've had friends being the favorite
that work at bars, and I would bring dates there, and the bartender would pretend that we're not friends.
Oh.
And then give me the bill, and it would be $1.
That's beautiful.
And then I just put my card down. It was amazing. Yeah.
I do the opposite, where I would bring dates to bars where my friends work there, and I walk in like it's cheers. I'm like, what's up, Timmy, Johnny, how are we? And I don't think men like that.
No, I don't think so.
I'm like, I'm friends with all these crusty boys. Isn't that hot?
Yeah. Don't you love that?
They all know me very well.
I mean, this is a deal breaker for, because since we were talking about restaurants, mm-hmm. if someone, and this, yeah, you had this clip that went viral that was an incredible clip talking about when a girl eats food,
the little dance.
The little dance.
Oh, I love that.
I always refer to it as, it's like, I feel like I'm wagging my tail.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I do. I like this.
I love that. When I was in a relationship, the joys of us eating good food together was the best part of our relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Was like connecting on food. I dated a vegan girl for a while. She was so hot, but it would never work.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our deal breakers is people who aren't food people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like people who won't, like when you go to a restaurant, we're ordering like 3 entrees and sharing all of them. And if you don't get that, we can't fucking be together.
If you don't moan, we're done. We're done here. If you don't get a little prosciutto and go,
oh God.
How am I
going
to bring them to my mother's house? Right. We will stare at them while they eat. And if they don't make a show of how good it is, my mom's going to call me. What's the matter?
Yeah. And she's going to know if they're faking it.
Yeah.
I love this story about my grandma, because food is so important in my family. This was years ago. My aunt was bringing home a friend.
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
No, I think it was someone was bringing home a friend, and this was like in the 80s or 90s, and they were like, just so you know, mom, my friend's a lesbian. And there was like a long silence on the phone, and then my grandma goes, but she eats everything, right? Because that's all she cared about.
The joke I was going to make was that your grandma was like, does that mean she's a pescatarian? I don't get it.
My grandma couldn't give a shit.
Ronnie is a lesbian. Shout out to Ronnie.
Who's Ronnie?
That's Ronnie.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought that it was a... Nah, I forgot your name.
It's a little callback. It's a little callback.
Ronnie. I'm so sorry. I met you once, right? Twice? 4 times.
You'll never forget her. You'll never forget her now.
Oh, God, Ronnie. I'm Sebastian, by the way. Nice to meet you.
As if you're not unforgettable.
God. Oh, my therapist told me once. It went straight to my head.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I can tell that I'm one of my therapist's favorites.
Incredible.
And I'm obsessed with it.
Compliments from a therapist go further than compliments from anyone else.
A laugh?
Oh.
A laugh from your therapist?
Mine also wanted to seem like edgy and cool in front of me, so she started saying, fuck.
My therapist says fuck all the time.
Yeah. And then there was a C turn when she didn't say fuck. And then once I knew we were hanging, she's like, these fucking.
One
and
of
I
the
was
recent.
Like, oh, summer. Whoa.
This was a deal maker with my therapist.
Okay.
I was talking about my ex-boyfriend and I was comparing him to a guy I was just starting to date.
Nice.
And he goes, and in reference to my ex-boyfriend, he goes, yeah, but the thing you're not considering is so and so is a bitch. And I was like, I love you.
That's
and he
awesome.
Is a bitch.
Well, and your notes, it just says, still dating that bitch.
Still dating a corny bitch.
That weak ass loser that you fuck.
It's worse. He's like, still hung up on some bitch.
Your therapist sounds awesome.
He's awesome, dude. Yeah. He's so cool.
Oh, that's interesting. You have a male therapist.
Yeah. Even though men
never heard that combo.
I know. Even though men have heard me worse in my life, I have issues with women.
Yeah.
Women are tough.
I always think women are judging me. Mm-hmm. I always think they're going to criticize me and be mean to me, but I am a recovering guy's girl. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, I feel comfortable. I feel like men like me more right away.
Oh, I love women. I'm a woman.
I love women. I said I'm a recovering guy's girl. I am a girl's girl now to camera. Okay.
Girl's
girl.
Yeah.
But I grew up around boys. I feel comfortable around boys and I have a fun, nice male therapist.
Yeah.
Women are sometimes hard with each other.
Yes.
Women bully each other. Yeah. Very like subliminally. At least if a guy is being mean to me, he's just being mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
if a woman's being mean to me, she's like, I love your hair. And I'm like, what does that mean? Do you like it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. I feel so much pain when one person compliments, like girls compliment each other when they see each other every time.
Yes, we do.
So one person go, oh my God, that's so nice. And to see the other girl scan the girl up and down and look
for- And try to find something.
To try to find something and then a deep reach.
Yeah.
Makes me want to hide.
Yeah.
You smell good?
Yeah.
Well, one, smelling good is great. You have some.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's going on with you? Thank you.
Yeah, I do.
She smells good.
Do you use perfume?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm a smelling good is important to me type of lady.
Yeah.
I'm that way too.
I use very expensive perfume. I use it every day.
What is it? I use expensive cologne.
It's Diptyque.
Diptyque.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know
what
that
is. Fucking putting Diptyque wine is, on the top of your head, yeah. Rich, over there.
It's like $250 a bottle.
Yeah.
But you use one spritz, it lasts all day. This is a Diptyque ad.
Yeah.
And so you can have it for like 2 years. So you're spending almost $300 every 2 years to smell good all the time. Come on.
It's good.
Get rid of Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think I'm using my own Netflix? Crazy. I've had a boyfriend before.
That shitty bitch's Netflix.
Actually, that shitty bitch was signed into my Hulu and changed the password.
Crazy
behavior.
A man in his 40s.
Crazy.
You're going out with guys in their 40s?
Come on. What are we talking about?
Both of our dads are dead, Sebastian.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
I'm not exclusively going out with guys in their 40s, but I've been known to.
Yeah.
Famously
known to.
I don't. Yeah. I set an age range for me. I'm 34 now, so I like need to. You got to be careful of that. Like, I don't want to be that.
How low
creep.
Will you go?
Right now, 26.
Yeah, that's good.
20. I will
that's
refuse
good.
To go below 25. This really hot 22-year-old just hit me up, and I literally had to cancel because I was like, this was a month ago, but I had to be like, I actually can't see you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Hold my hand. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
We love you.
This really?
Is huge. Yeah. This is huge.
I yelled at like a buddy for that. I was like, we can't be doing that.
Yes.
And then I almost did it. I was like, if I have a code, I gotta fucking live by it.
You gotta live by your code.
Oh, I love you.
I mean, I fuck up in so many ways. I have avoided attachment.
Oh,
Yes, follow the code.
I know. I'm working on it.
This is women. The thing with women friendships, I think, is we fall in love with each other. We have we're in love.
Andrew and I are soulmates.
We're not having sex.
Yeah.
Yes. So we fall in love with each other. We have friendships that last like decades.
Yeah.
So we have decades of like deep love, so that we can hurt each other the way that people are in love with each other do.
Oh yeah.
Men are not in love with each other in this way. We're just having like sexless romances.
Yeah.
Women know everything about each other. They know where their mind goes. They know their deepest insecurities and fears. Male friendships are typically not like I wish they were.
Yeah, like Andrea and I have a rule that we can't see each other's pussies unless it's a medical emergency.
Yeah.
Because it's the only
there's an emergency. I'm kidding. I couldn't help myself to say it.
Just to say it.
Pray for it, dear God. No, I'm kidding. You would show each other.
Yes.
I wouldn't be involved.
Yeah. We'll tell you we're doing it if you'd like.
No, too much. I gotta focus. I got stuff.
We won't let you watch, but we'll let you listen in the next room.
Yeah.
While I go, no, that looks normal.
Yeah. Or whoa.
You know I'd never do that to you.
Even if
it was fucking crazy, I'd be like, maybe we go to City of D.
We're at the ER, but
I would never look at your pussy and go.
So back to this rule. So you won't unless
but it's like
medical.
We need to have one boundary because we do know everything about each other.
Yeah.
And so there's been
we're
no medical
each other's brains.
Emergency yet.
No
pussies yet. I send her my nudes ahead of time sometimes back when I was sending nudes.
Yeah, but there's no pussy in the nudes.
Yeah. Or for my OnlyFans, I'll be like, is this a good one?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's female friendship.
That's female
close
friendship.
Like that.
That's nice. I gotta start sending my boys my dick pics.
Yeah, you guys should collab.
I'm kidding. I actually never send dick pics.
I know. I could tell from your energy.
Really?
You're nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if I was packing a heater.
Oh, stop it.
I'm a big man. No matter what, my dick's not gonna look big.
Whatever.
Some lady's like,
look at you.
Whatever.
I've heard you talk when I'm not in the room.
Like, whatever. We like a big boy.
Yeah.
My deal maker for me, this is a controversial one, which we talked about last night, and you did not like that I said this, but this is my truth. This is an age thing too. I'm 34. Okay. If you're my age, I'm gonna say up to 38, starting at 38, you gotta make six figures.
I don't agree with this one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless you are so fun. You have to be so fun. And I'll say maybe even 80s, I'll start playing ball.
Oh, isn't that nice of you?
But I'm not going lower than 80. I need the security.
I live lower than 80. So every guy I date is lower than 80.
I live lower than 80, but that's why I need you to be.
No, I mean, I live in that dating zone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm only dating guys who are pulling in lower than 80.
And so was I forever. And those artsy fartsy fucks ruined my life just the same. So now I'm like, if you're going to ruin my life, I would like a nice bottle of Perrier.
I mean,
you do it.
Guys that make $40 a year can buy a Perrier, dude.
Sure, fair enough. Sebastian, what do you think about my 80 if you're fun, 80 to six figures.
Hold on, I'm getting a text from Medicaid. they send my insurance bounce somehow.
But like,
what do I think? What the fuck do you think I think? I hate this. This is a nightmare. Did I really get brought on this podcast for two hot girls to tell me that men need to make a lot of money?
I said the opposite.
And you said 80.
No, I said less than it. I said 40.
My dad told me to quit comedy recently.
I told you that I go on dates with guys where we're checking our bank accounts and conspiring to pay the bar tab together.
I wish I had money.
We all wish we had money. We all wish we had money. And I'm like, listen, that's a new...
I'll tell you what my thing is that we talked about. I don't care how much money you make, but if I want to do something nice and I can afford it, I'll pay for it. And you can't be a bitch about that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm like, I want to go to this nice restaurant, it's my idea, I can afford it right now, I'm going to pay for it. You can't like be in a huff about the fact that your girlfriend paid for dinner.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's loser energy.
Yes. I know. It's insecure bullshit.
Yes.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Or if I'm like, we're going on vacation, I got it. Be cool about it. Just be fun.
I've been poor, but all people I've been with, I always try to do nice things too. Yeah. I like taking girls on vacations and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah. So. Also, you can do nice things without spending money.
I agree with that.
I would way rather be like taken care of than taken care of financially. Like, I'd rather be like foot rubs and you're getting me Advil in the middle of the night and like shit like that. Then you pay my bills. That's like more important to me.
I don't want them to pay my bills. I want there to be a net. I think the idea is that shit can hit the fan a little bit more as you get older, and I want a net.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I don't need money, but I do need someone who's willing to wildly put something on a credit card.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if something happens to me, you do have to be like, okay, I'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
You're feeling the age gap between you two right now.
Yeah. This is an age thing for sure. I did not feel this way in my 20s, and something clicked in the bones, and I'm like, you got it. It's got to be a little safer.
Also, men are more secure when they're making money.
Like, yes,
you're
going to
deal with a man that like is able to like not feel some type of way if you pay for something, or they're also like, I provide. Like,
we're
taught as men, like, that's our goal. That's our mission is to provide. And if we can't do that, we're little fucking bitches.
Well, that's why the broke guys that I date, they have to be the specific type of broke where they're an artist of some kind and they're good at it. Because then they have that confidence without having the money. But if they have neither of those things, they're just like, they're in a bad place.
Yeah.
Like, they're so hard to deal with. But if a guy is like, I don't have a lot of money, but I make this thing and I'm great at it, then like, that guy is walking around like he has a big swinging hog. You know what I mean? I agree with that.
But in my age range, that's less likely to happen.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I keep betting on the house.
But it's also funny that we act like I don't date in the age range you date in. You know?
I know. And
I am younger, but the guys I date are the same age.
Yeah. And I don't fuck around with that shit anymore. I've been burned too much. I've been betting on the house of potential and losing and losing and losing.
Yeah.
And I'm a tired bitch.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I love your little paintings.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, play guitar, whatever.
That's a young man's game, my friend.
I don't know. I just like it.
Yeah. I like people who are driven people. And I like people who can.
That's the thing. Yeah. You can't be. I was saying this to you last night. You can't be broke and like a bum.
Yeah.
But you can be like, your circumstances are that you're broke, but you're like trying really hard.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I can't date someone who doesn't have their own life. If you're just sitting on the couch, not making any money or making any friends or making any art, I can't. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a loser.
Yeah.
That's like the definition of the loser.
Yeah.
And I'm learning. I'm learning that as I get older.
Uh-huh.
It's hard because those guys are available to hang out all the time.
They're so available. And they love you.
They need to love you.
Yeah.
I know.
They need to provide something and that has to be love.
Yeah.
And also, you're all they have. So they're like obsessed with you.
Yeah.
As a 34-year-old man who's poor,
It's like you're pitching. Hello, sharks. Hello, sharks. I'm 34. I'm poor.
I have no money. I need this.
You're rich. You are rich in personality.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking annoying? Isn't that the worst? But I think that, like, so what sucks about being 34 and poor is that I really want to make money. So right now my life is constantly busy.
Yes.
Yeah,
so not
totally.
Only now am I 34 and poor, but I have no free time.
Yeah.
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 So like I'm desperately trying to get to 34 because people will deal with 34 rich, no free time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
34 poor, no free time is a real hard combo.
It's a tough sell, but if I believe in you, I'm just saying.
Yeah, if I believe in you, it's fine.
If you're turning, I think it's even more, like I said, 38 and where we're starting to get 40s and there's no that. I just don't want to do it.
I would rather date 34 poor and no free time than 34 poor and too much free time.
Yeah. Yes.
That guy's out. That guy's done.
Yeah.
That guy's fucking playing video games and I'm not doing it.
Do you have a money thing with women?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Being a woman rips, dude.
I actually think that a lot of money is a red flag for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, just because I'm like, I grew up in like a very blue collar Staten Island area. Like, I need someone that understands my language. I like going to Applebee's. I like going to Cheesecake Factory. I like going to the mall. I think that those things are like so fun and enjoyable
to do.
I'm
gonna swoon. Yeah. Those are my favorite things to do.
Of course.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I worked at Applebee's. I would go. Me and my ex, we would go take. I would have a car in the city, and we drive to Jersey for date night rather than to go to a fancy place.
I recently begged a man to drive me to Jersey so I could go to a real Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, there's one in Queens.
There, but it's bad, right?
Yeah, it's kind of bad, but there's one across
the
board.
You think I haven't been to the one in Queens? No, it's bad. One in Jersey City is way better, and it's in a mall.
You think that one's good? There's one even further away.
Shut up, dude.
Wow,
field trip.
But I like need someone that like is going to be comfortable going to like, I don't know, enjoy the things I like. Be with my parents on the holidays.
Yeah, and like...
And not want to go to like Cabo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family's very important to me.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like I feel like people with a lot of money sometimes don't get that.
As someone who comes from a place of a lot of money, my family is horrid. And like my mom and my brother are great, but I don't, when people talk about the warmth of family, I can't relate to it. And like it's not me being like, oh, that's, I aspire to that. That's like a lovely thing.
Yeah.
I just don't come from that world.
So that I love.
Yeah.
See, that is actually the best quality.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't have family but wants it.
I do want it.
Come to mind.
Yeah. Hello.
Is your fiance have a great like family like that?
Yeah, he's a huge family. They're lovely. I mean, they're a little cuckoo's magoo, and so is mine. And so I'm like, there's a bunch of yous.
But what do you want, a boring one?
No.
You know what I mean? No. Do you want to like sit around with a bunch of wasps who all have it together?
No.
I want to go to see your kooky family.
I
want somebody to throw a glass at somebody else, and then everybody's cool about it after. That's my shit, dude.
My fiance's family is all women. Yelling. They're all yelling all the time. And I sunk right in and I was like, I love these broads. His grandmother worked at a strip club for his whole life. He used to go there and hang out with her. She has a tiny half-dead chihuahua. She's in a chair. She's smoking a cig. I love them.
I just want to be clear, that's not my family.
I love a tiny half-dead chihuahua.
Dude.
You can put me in any situation. If there's a tiny half-dead chihuahua there, I'm happy.
I love her.
That's so
fun. Love that.
But I want that. I aspire to that. Like,
you have a bit of that now.
This is the first time in my life, speaking to my age, that I'm like, I want security, and I do want someone who I can build a family with, or they have a family, because I lack that.
Do you want kids?
No.
That's amazing.
But I want to be around.
Yeah, but you can. Whenever I'm in a relationship with someone, I want them to feel like my family.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we both have dead dads, you know?
That's
so it's
a big part of it.
You want to have like that feeling with your significant other, because even if you have a good, like my family is fine. They're not like, there's nothing wrong with them, but it is different now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, you want to find somebody who gives you that feeling.
there was a time, because my parents were divorced in a pretty crazy way before my dad passed. It was a whole thing many years. But like, I was sitting with my mom one holiday season and we were eating.
That's how I know you're rich.
Yeah.
Because me and my mother have never sat.
Yes.
Whoa. I've never been sitting with my mother.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like idle hands around my mother.
Me and my mother were sitting. Yeah.
We were sitting in the study.
In the solarium?
Yes, we were. Me and my mother were in the library.
Of course.
I had a library growing up.
You did?
Whoa. Oh,
yeah. Wow. I had a library and an owl, like a stuffed owl.
I'll tell you this. This is real middle class shit. In my like shared family Long Island home, we have a TV room we refer to as the library.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's books in there.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. My dad was an English teacher, so he had like a huge
My dad
book.
Was an English teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Get that's so cool.
Out of here.
Twins.
Well, look at this.
I actually have a twin, sorry.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you?
Whoa. Yeah, she's awesome.
Oh, you got a lady
twin. You have a girl twin.
Yeah, girl twin.
That's why you're nice to women.
That's why you're
and
nice
I have an older
because
sister.
Because you can feel her pain.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in every class with her until we graduated junior high. I was cool, and she would get picked on, so I would have to stick up for her.
Oh, that's lovely.
But then she would help me with homework, so.
What a beautiful moment.
We also fought. We like.
Yeah, of course.
We like actually physically fight.
What?
Yeah, well, me and my brother. Like my brother
seven,
and I.
Eight?
Yeah, when my brother and I were kids, we would physically fight all. Because we're like Irish twins.
Oh, okay.
So we're close enough in age that we could scrap a little bit. You know?
My sister would like bite the shit out of me.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
I love a bite.
The most trouble I ever got in was for biting my brother and breaking the skin.
Oh, my sister was perfect. She could bite, no teeth mark.
She
knew the line.
Wow.
She was an artist.
Yeah.
He's like a man who hits you and leaves a bruise where people can't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
She beats you with a phone book. From the 50s.
Yeah. Wait, so let's take a little break, and then we're going to talk about what people view as our deal breakers.
Well, yeah, what we think that our deal breakers probably are.
All right. And we'll be back.
Yow!
Bow, bow, bow.
I love watching you panic improvise the fun sound.
Hey, man. I still pull through.
It's my favorite part.
So we're back on the program, and we're going to talk about what we would perceive people would say are deal breakers about us.
Yeah, and we had a very long phone call about this last night.
Yes, we did.
I mean, it took an hour.
Yep. We did a lot of introspection. Yeah.
No. It was easy. There was a lot
because we're self-hating women.
We just kept rattling them off.
We're SHWs.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with yours?
Let's see. Well, I don't know which one to start with. Yeah. I have so many. I think one of mine is that I'm a sober addict. So for some people, the deal breaker would be that I'm an addict at all. And for other people, the deal breaker is that I don't drink.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people who don't know what to do with someone who doesn't drink.
Especially if they've got like, something going on in the drinking zone.
Yeah. They get really insecure and nervous about that. And also, like, if their idea of a date is getting drunk with someone, the shit they ask me to do is bonkers.
What do you mean?
A guy took me to Barnes & Noble and made me do homework.
What?
He was like, he gave me index cards and was like, we're going to write down questions to ask each other while we walk around the Barnes & Noble. And I was like, or we could fucking kill ourselves.
Yeah.
What?
He saw that on Pinterest.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah. It was so bad. And then like halfway through, he was like, can I hold your hand? And I had to be like, not really. And then he was like, what
holding hands should not be first aid activity.
No. I know. Unless it's like the best first date ever.
When a girl grabs my hand during her first date,
no.
I just want to be like, let's fuck first.
Yes, yeah. Agreed.
You have to at least have like made out in a way that was like, if we weren't in public, we'd be fucking.
Holding hands is so vulnerable.
Yeah.
So, especially the fingers in the fingers.
No.
Yeah.
Fingers in fingers is so intimate.
Yeah, you have to be engaged so for fingers in fingers.
Yeah. Do you do fingers in fingers with fiance?
Of course.
God bless you.
But it took 8 months for us to say we loved each other, and probably shortly after that was fingers to fingers and like public affection.
I'm fingers and fingers once you're my boyfriend.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
But early fingers and fingers, you're crazy. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Yeah. You know what I will do?
What?
I'll grab the inside of an arm.
That's
I'll do
fine.
That.
Oh, that's
I think
cute.
That's a cute fun.
Yeah.
That's a cute fun little thing.
You know what I do? Know?
What do you do?
I go, yeah, walk in front of me so I can look at your ass.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh my god! I would like that.
Oh fuck!
I would really like that.
I would like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's great.
It's not creepy, especially if we've made out and it's never like hey, nice to meet you. Now go.
Do a little twirl.
Yeah.
One of our things we said we like is when a guy like very casually and confidently compliments you.
Yeah.
And that I feel like is in the vein of that. Like, yeah. I love when I'm on a first date and a guy's like, sorry, I lost my train of thought. You're just really pretty. Like, yeah. casual like
Incredible.
That.
Incredible.
Or That's something great. Like that.
That's a tip guys should use.
Yeah.
Because guys are so dumb. They never know what to talk about.
Yeah.
Just say, sorry, you're so beautiful. I forgot.
Lose my mind.
Yes.
I lose my mind. What's a deal breaker? What do you think people would say is a deal breaker of you?
Pull away.
The avoidant attachments.
The avoidant. Someone taught me that word because I think they think I needed to learn it.
Yeah. I've given a few people some books.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I've been hurt before and I'm just scared. And which is a cowardly thing to say. And like, I hold myself back. My dad goes, enough is enough, Sebastian. Come on. You like, what are you doing? And I like, yeah, it's hard. I really wish I was better with that. I'll like be open about it.
Yeah.
But that's doesn't make it better.
That's a start.
Yeah, I know it's a start, but I just wish I was better. I'm just so scared.
How long does it take for you to pull back? Are we talking a few months when you start to pull back?
No.
Right away?
Right away.
Like if you go on a really great date with a girl, are you like, well, now I'm not going to talk to her?
I don't know.
It's happening right now.
I don't know. I get stressed.
Yeah.
I get stressed. I get stressed about two things. One, that they'll find out who I am and hate me.
I have this.
Like, if they know who I really am, they'll be absolutely disgusted with the person.
I have that.
Because I'm disgusted with me, and I know me better than anyone.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they? They're stupid if they don't hate me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And this
Sometimes
is why I like
Sometimes
if
someone likes me too much, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me find them unattractive. I'm like, what? This is your favorite thing?
I know. And women are so, and I feel bad because men aren't nice. They probably don't say nice things in return
right.
to
that. Yeah.
Women will say stuff like, I wish you could see you the way I see you.
Yeah.
Like, which is probably one of the most beautiful things a person could say to you.
I've said that so many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
we say that to each other.
Yeah. Man, we do.
That's so nice.
Isn't it?
It's the truth, though.
Yeah. And I'm bad at accepting compliments, too, because no one compliments me. Like, no, like you two.
Strap in, babe.
Yeah. You're a beautiful soul.
We love you. We're obsessed with you.
That's
oh, my God.
Nice.
You're a third mic.
But, like, here's the truth. You two don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. True. So, like, you can say whatever you want. Like, I get very nice messages online, but they don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like.
It is not the same.
Yeah. And people in my life don't, like, compliment me on the regular.
Right.
Yeah. So, if, like, I'm with someone and they're being nice to me, I don't know what to do with that.
You're suspicious.
No, I feel very similarly. I'm very uncomfortable with, like, unbridled niceness.
Yeah.
I'm the same.
It makes me feel itchy and weird.
Well, that's, I think, one of my. Me personally, one of my deal breakers other people might feel with me is I'm incredibly judgmental and in terms of like protecting myself.
I can't believe I just admitted everything.
I know. No. But it's not. Don't be scared. I'm just sizing people up all the time because I'm afraid they're going to hurt me. And I am so suspicious of people. Like, I'm not going to believe that you're not cheating on me or finding a way to humiliate me until I've known you for years.
Sure.
Yeah. I always believe people have like Machiavellian other plots happening.
Of course.
Yeah. And we talked about this. My version of that is I'm not judgmental, but I do hold the fuck out of a grudge.
Yeah.
Like if you say something that I think is like misogynistic or something like that, I'm not going to forget it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to have to work so hard.
Yeah.
To get me to like get over that.
Yeah. I think that like I understand being judgmental and being scared of people. And I'm like, I'm someone who's been hurt, but I constantly think the hurt people thing.
I agree. Yes.
And like, I'm like, and I know I've hurt people in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm positive of that. Mm-hmm. I know that. And I just don't want to make the same mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm trying to do is not make the same mistake. Because people are people. I fuck up.
Yeah, of course.
And like, I think that like, I judge me, so I understand, but being stressed about some master plan, I totally get like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like holding on, I hold on to shit I do, not other people.
I do both.
You do?
I do both, yeah. I hold on to shit I do too.
Yeah. It's
I have a hard time letting go of anything.
Isn't it so hard?
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Like just being a person is one of the hardest things that-
It's crazy.
No one warns you.
No one.
Where did the children book about like how just hard like interpersonal relationships are?
I know, and none of us asked to be born, and now we just have to deal with this for the rest of our lives.
All the books are like, it's okay, you're gonna be a fireman. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm gonna someone's gonna hurt me, and I'm gonna hurt someone else, and then
I'm gonna be in debt. Yeah.
I'm gonna be alone. I'm gonna be eating cake alone. Okay.
And then I'm gonna be a dick joke bar clown who nobody wants today because I'm too mouthy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, one, fuck that.
Yeah.
I know. But it's so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Men do not want to date female comedians.
No, nope, never.
Because they're fucking, it's a cliche bullshit that they're scared that you're going to talk about.
I know.
That.
Yeah.
But also, even if they're not, I think men are intimidated by a woman like owning a room. Like, okay, this happened to me once. I was newly dating a guy. He took me to a party to introduce me to his friends. Nice. And we were in this apartment, and I was crushing. Like, set of my life. Yeah. I'm murdering in front of his friends.
Yeah.
We leave the party. The apartment door closes. He looks at me and goes, I'm the funny one in my friend group.
What?
Like, mad at me. And that was the last time we ever hung out.
What a loser.
Yeah.
What a loser. But which
is
brings
that fucking
us,
crazy?
It's fucking crazy, but which brings us to something that is a deal breaker for others. Being funny as a woman.
It's tough.
Huge deal breaker for men. Yeah. 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 Or being confident. I'm very assertive.
Yeah.
I'm like a natural, like, leader type person. Yeah. A lot of men find that really unattractive.
Yeah. Or my version of that is that I'm a little bossy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind any of that.
I can be
stuff.
A little bit bossy. Yeah.
I'm from Staten Island. It's a matriarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I grew up with that. My dad's role, my mom says, she ran the house and my dad made sure my mom was happy.
Beautiful.
That was it.
Beautiful.
That was it.
Is that Staten Island? Is that the vibe in Staten Island?
No, there's a lot of toxic men. I grew up around a lot of toxic dudes.
Yeah.
Like, I always say I grew up in a beautiful home in a horrible place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrible
That's
place.
That's a lovely thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family's beautiful. I walked out the door, fucking horrible shit happened to
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, I don't think I've ever been out to Staten Island.
Oh. Yeah, me neither. I've taken the ferry there and back, but I didn't really get off.
Yeah. What's the top thing to do in Staten Island?
I don't know. I just go to my mother's house. Pizza is good.
Yeah,
I could take you to a couple of good pizzas. The food is really good.
Can we go to your mom's house instead?
Yeah, can we go hang out with your mom?
If you want to, she's very non-performative.
Yeah,
and she'll say stuff like, "Don't believe what my son says."
Yeah,
everything he says is a lie. You know that. I'm really nice.
My son is a liar.
Anything he says about me, don't believe.
She sounds adorable.
The first thing she says. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any other reason to go besides pizza. I was there for the pandemic for a little bit. And then I remembered reasons why I hated it so much.
I think that happened to a lot of people.
It's so unfair that people don't like funny women, because I know I've been on a date. I remember I was on a date with a girl that was so out of my league. I only date girls out of my league. It's so nice.
Because you're a man in New York.
I know.
And also you're like fun and funny.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing world you're living in.
It's truly remarkable. And she was so hot, and she was so like an artist, cool. And I remember we were sitting at the bar, and she's like, I was like, oh, you want another drink? She goes, of course. So I go, I'll go get us drinks. And then she like looked over, and I was like laughing with these people at the bar. Mm-hmm. And then later that night, she goes, I was so attracted to you, how like much everyone liked you at that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so hot.
The exact opposite of what a man says to you.
Yeah.
Which is so fucked.
Which I do find it hot in a man, but it is fucked that men are like, ew.
Yeah.
It's the exact opposite.
And I think men are like, why do you want attention from other men so badly? And it's like, I don't want attention. It's I want to make people laugh.
I'm the fun guy.
I'm fun.
I'm the funny guy.
I think it's such a green flag if you go out with someone and you could leave them alone at a party.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I talk about this all the time.
Number one.
The best.
And that's what you were displaying, that you could be left alone.
Yeah.
Like, you, someone hugging your side.
He could have left that party and I would have been fine.
Yeah.
Oh. I want to go somewhere and then we split up and talk about stuff later.
Yeah, talk shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why me being a judgy, shitty bitch is a deal breaker for some people, but it's a deal breaker for me if other people can't be a shitty bitch with me. We've gone somewhere and we've seen some shit and I've been like, did you fucking see that? And they go like, well,
I don't know their side of the story.
No.
Shut up.
Let's fucking
asshole.
Talk about it.
Yeah,
I got to talk shit in a relationship. It's a non-negotiable for me.
It's the best.
Yeah.
All couples gossip.
Come on.
It's the best thing. The
couples go to a party, they all leave, they all gossip.
Yeah.
It's how deep they go, how mean they are.
Yeah. I can be real mean.
Ruthless, dude.
Yeah.
You know what? everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't be scared of that. No one's thinking that. People leave a couple hang. They're all thinking it, saying it, making fun of you for it.
Especially if the hang is just couples.
Yes.
Yes.
They're all going, did you see what she said?
They're
going to
break up. Oh,
God. And I've embarrassed myself so bad on couple events.
What have you done?
Oh, God. There was one couple. One time I went away with another couple.
Uh-huh.
And I have night terrors because I don't let my emotions out.
Oh, no.
So I woke up the whole house screaming.
Oh my God.
I was screaming first night of vacation. The entire house woke up because I was having a night terror.
Oh my God. Wait, do you see like creatures in the room and that kind of thing?
I don't remember at all what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And it goes away. It's been good. It's actually been really good lately. It hasn't been.
It's because you're going to therapy 16 times a week. You're working it out, babe. That.
Andrew, do you know that I've dated three men who had night terrors all the time?
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I always say.
I love a guy with a past.
Yeah. Well, that's one that we were talking about last night that we have that is a deal breaker to people, and it's insomnia.
Both of us have really bad insomnia.
Yeah.
In a way that people don't understand, because everybody in New York says they have insomnia and nobody understands that I am like, I will not sleep for 3 days.
Yeah.
And when I'm in a relationship with someone, they get weird about it.
Yeah.
Like I have to be like, I'm going to be on my phone or whatever. I won't wake you up. Don't be like anxious about it, but people get weird about it.
That's so crazy that they're weird about it.
I know.
I agree.
Why do I care what you're doing if I'm sleeping?
I know. Well, like I've had people be like, I woke up and you weren't there. And it's like, yeah, I was in the living room on my phone because I couldn't sleep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you took care of yourself.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I agree. I think people with insomnia have like secret, they have like sleep deprived life.
Yeah. We have like secret nighttime life.
Which is like a different thing. Like,
that's on me. That's why I'm subscribing to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
That's when I fight the devil at night.
Yeah, sometimes. I fight the
every night. I close the door. I think it's just me, and the devil pops up. And there's Grubhub.
Yeah.
There's porn. What are you doing, Seb? Get a beer. Drink in bed.
I do fight the devil at night. That's why I'm biking out in the middle of the night in the cold, listening to crazy music. I'm like coming up with schemes. I'm having manic episodes.
Are you manic?
I'm bipolar, so like that is part of bipolar is not sleeping. So,
of course, when you have the episodes.
Yeah, but I'm also just an anxious person, so I have insomnia with the anxiety too. But what I do that is different from you, you don't sleep for days and then you start to go feral.
Yeah.
I don't sleep for days and then I will sleep for like 15 hours. And my partner
gets the 15-hour one.
Yeah.
Which I wish I had also.
Yeah, of course.
But I do, once a month, I sleep for like 3 days.
Incredible.
Nice. Yeah.
But partners think they're 3 months.
I
they
guess.
Think they're going to be like not freaked out by that, but it does freak people out. They think you're like lazy or like
lazy.
They think, yeah.
Exact opposite.
I know. Well, they think you're so like.
For some reason, people get weird if you sleep till 2 in the afternoon.
That's what I'm saying.
Even if you haven't slept in 3 days or like you went to bed at 6 a.m. and they know that, people are still like, they get like, we got to go do something. It's a Sunday.
Yeah. I think they think that you're not okay. And you're like, I'm not, but this is how I manage this. And so that's what living with me or being my partner is going to be.
I feel so blessed I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if someone else is fucked up, I get it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even if it's different than how I'm fucked, like I understand what it's like to be fucked. I'm so happy. I talked to my therapist once. I'm so happy I did drugs because I could look at people that like are on the street and be like,
I feel the same way.
Yeah. I was 2 steps away.
Yes.
Like we're all people that like are just struggling. And I think people that like have hot privilege or like just had money their whole life and shit like that.
You know, or just blessed with a brain that's like no, but like people that
but
are
I'm
like,
all fucked up. That's
no,
why
yeah,
I
you're
get
fucked
it.
Up. Yeah. Yeah.
People that have a brain that's just like chemically perfect.
Oh my God.
You'll never understand me.
Yeah.
You will never understand me.
And
I'll be like, I'm anxious, and they'll be like, take a deep breath. And you're like, are you fucking insane?
Yeah.
And people like that are like, well, why are you don't judge me because my brain's perfect. No, I wish I was you.
Yes.
Like at the end of the day, I do wish
more than anything.
Like I'm alone in my room and there's nothing I want to be more than just be able to watch a Netflix
show. And be calm and go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing for me, people, I'm like crazy. I have bipolar disorder. I'm like a little nutty. Yeah. And there are some people. I take medication
for it. And you go to a therapist.
Yeah, I do all the stuff.
Great. So that's what you're like managing it.
I agree with that. But I think for some people, that is a deal breaker. And I'm not upset by that. But I think it's to your point. It's like I'm not going to be attracted to someone who isn't a little fucked up
yeah.
either because I need you to get
– I need you to get
I need you to get it. Yeah.
I need you to be able to like – to be like, I don't fully understand that, but I get that you're dealing with it.
Yeah.
And I trust – the big thing for me is like I trust you to deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like freak out that this is happening to
and
you.
And I get – that I'm a little fucked up too, and so I get whatever. It's exactly what you said. Like it's a deal breaker that I'm fucked up to some people, but that's good because it's like a it'll get them out of the mix.
Yeah,
you got to be a little fucked.
And so, because sometimes I'm going to feel things and that have nothing to do with you.
Yes,
and I understand if they might affect you, but like then we talk about it like adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're really doing the work.
We're doing the work. I mean,
you
can baby.
Tell I'm just slamming therapies.
Yeah. You gotta.
That's good.
You gotta.
Yeah. I gotta. Yeah.
It's hard out there for a human being.
Of yeah. course.
Should we take a quick little break and then we'll close this bitch out?
Yeah.
Let's take a quickie little breaky. See you soon.
Hey.
We're back.
All right.
We're going to close this bitch out with a real quick respectfully segment. We like to ask the guest what they respectfully hate or want to talk shit about. And I am dying to yeah. know what yours is.
So we were talking dating today. You told yeah. me and like think about that. I want to say this respectfully. The hottest choice is not the best choice. The hottest choice is probably going to be a problem.
Yes.
Do yeah. I have a horse in the race? Maybe. Is this a biased opinion? You better believe it. But the hottest choice is not the best choice.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with
I
that.
I agree
with that.
And also when someone makes the hottest choice every time, I go, you have no planning. You're not planning.
Yeah.
You're not being smart. This is not, you are following only your dick, which makes you stupid. Or
yeah.
your puss. Or for women just like dating hot guys to show off that they can date hot guys.
I'm and like, the same with men. Like yeah. men who are dating a girl that's way out of their league to be like, look what I got. And it's like, yeah, you don't like her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conversations are bad sometimes or they're
yeah.
mean.
Yeah.
Or you just have nothing in common.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
looks fake.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need somebody with like a good, somebody you can have a lot of fun with.
Yeah.
Fun is the most important thing.
Fun is the most important thing. Yeah.
Oh man. When you go on a first date with someone and you don't laugh the whole time, it's like, what a waste of an afternoon.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And hot people generally are not very funny. Like yes. crazy hot.
Yeah.
Like
they don't have to be.
They're aliens. Hot people. Why would you be funny?
Yes, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you don't have to survive.
Yeah,
you're not here.
You don't have to make people like you.
Yeah,
they didn't have to learn how to harden their own skin.
Yeah, dude. For most of my life, I had to be funny inside 6 seconds to get people to listen to
for
me.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
And now it's like
built for TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you think go. I'd be doing better on there? I'm bad at social media.
Yeah, especially when I see people. I think when people make the hot choice when they're younger and they've not like done that before, I'm like, I'll give you a little bit of a pass if you're 22 and you're dating hot
yeah.
chicks or hot dudes or whatever. I'm like, I get what you're doing. I did a version of it too. But like 30s, 40, whatever, anything past like late 20s, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're being stupid.
Yeah. I'll also say like I feel like I see this thing a yeah. lot where men who specifically like men who do anything that's like performance based, but when the thing I see a lot is men who do stand up for the first time in their life they can fuck hot girls.
Yeah.
Because hot girls come to shows and they think it's hot that they do stand up and then that's like all they're doing and it's like yeah, dude, you're empty and miserable. And then they get in these relationships and they're like, I don't know, she liked that I did stand up and now she hates that I'm out every night. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a hot girl. You're supposed to be obsessed with her. You're not supposed to have something you love more than her.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's such a good point. Yeah. I've had girls tell me to quit comedy.
Yeah,
really?
Of course.
After dating them for a little bit, they go, well, you're busy all the time. Why don't you just get a regular job?
Yeah. Every man I know goes through that when they're in a relationship. And it's like, you have to find a woman who loves that you do comedy, not a woman that's just a hot girl at a comedy show.
Yeah.
But they are kind of right. Imagine I had a good, like my personality and then a good office job.
6 figs.
I'd be a fucking cat.
I mean, they would be crushing at the water cooler, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. It would be so fun. No, I can't work at an office. I say things that I'm too blunt in the moment.
Yeah.
No, we got to keep you on the wild.
Yeah. I always say like my biggest fear is becoming somebody's mom and saying the sentence, I used to do comedy.
Ooh.
That's so scary to me.
I would never even bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a part of my life that I erase.
Yeah.
You know? Because it would be too heartbreaking to be like, I thought I was going to be somebody.
And then you die and they find all the clips.
Oh, and it's just me talking about like sucking cock or whatever. And they're like, what? That's not who I thought thought she was.
My mom.
My mom's a slut.
Yeah. It's tough. It's very tough.
Yeah.
I like that you have the foresight. I don't. A lot of men never look see past the hotness. So yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to. I've fucked up before.
Yeah.
We all have
lessons.
Yeah, and I don't think also you have to remember it's the hottest you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you have to remember that.
Yeah. There are limits. There are ceilings in this world.
Yeah.
And there are walls that we run against, and we got to learn our lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should. It's good to, like, actually talk to someone.
Yeah. I also think that you will find, if you're a person who picks the hottest person you can get, you will find that if you pick somebody whose personality you like more, you're going to find them hotter. So hot.
Yeah.
I could find hot.
Yeah. Me too.
Like, it's kind of insane. I could find anyone hot.
We spent so long talking about our deal breakers, and then we realized that, like, I think I can speak for both of us, where, like, generally we don't have any physical deal breakers.
Yeah, no. No, I don't.
Like, I used to be like, I would never date a guy who's shorter than me, and then I have, like, a bunch of times.
How tall are you?
Because I'm, like, 5'6", 5'7".
Oh, dang. Real tiny man.
Yeah.
Little guys. Yeah. Little guys.
I'm 5'11". I dated someone that was 5'2".
Oh, 5'11".
Well, they're the same height as me, but I wear those big platform shoes. Oh, nice. You know?
That's cool.
So I got to be able to get over you a little bit. But, like, I don't. It's not necessarily a preference I have, but it's not something that I won't do because all of those guys were fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were, I will say this, I'll date a short guy, won't date a short guy personality.
Nope.
That I won't do. Have a shitty attitude. That sucks.
Well, it's going to be hard for you when Napoleon the movie comes out.
I know. What am I going to do? Back of style.
Well, I feel like we've learned a lot of fucking lessons today. Yeah. You've been a true fucking
really
delight,
a treat.
Sebastian.
This has been so fun. Thank you for having me.
You're the best. Where can people find you, follow you? Where can they see these clips that I'm obsessed with?
Oh, follow me, Sebastian Canelli, on Instagram, on TikTok. Loud About Nothing is my podcast. You can check that out. Clips, Loud About Nothing. Check it out, us out on YouTube. I also do a show on the Slickback Studios
Network.
That's what I heard with Lil Frex. Check that out. The YouTube, please go check that out. And that's it. Keep supporting podcasts that you love.
I love
comments. Aww. Comments on videos. If you like them, comment on videos.
Yes, 100%.
Share with people. Yes. Yep.
Interact with us.
Please.
We're out here.
Have a parasocial relationship with me.
Please. Let me be your reason to live. I'm Andrea Comedy 69 on Instagram and on TikTok. Follow our YouTube as well. Respectfully Podcast. Respectfully Pod.
Something like that.
All the links are everywhere.
Gotta figure that out.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out.
Just type Respectfully Podcast in the search bar on YouTube.
Yeah. All the links are in my bio. And, you know. Fansly.com/dogpig69 if you want to see my gash. Lizzie, how about you?
There's no gash on there. Yeah.
No, there is now.
Oh, I forgot about that. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. And I don't have an OnlyFans because my mother is Catholic.
Very nice. See you later.
Bye.
Pew.
Fabulous.
Oh, that was so fun.
Did you get out?